While special effects seem on the surface to be visual fluff, they also serve critical gameplay functions. To use an example of the smoker, we can see how his various effects follow his design. The role of the smoker is to keep his distance, lurking on rooftops, trees, and other out-of-the-way spots to pull a survivor out of formation and break up the group. As such, unlike other types of infected, he prefers to keep his distance from the survivors. In order to give him a distinct and visible silhouette in the often dark and distant locales that he frequents, he has a swarming spore cloud. We use a variety of small techniques here to help guarantee a strong read in all situations. The spores themselves are lit by the local lighting, but always maintain some degree of color, so that the smoker retains some distinct visibility even in complete darkness. Further, we apply a technique we also use in a variety of feedback-based effects such as blood and impacts, where the particles have a minimal screen space size regardless of their distance. This allows the smoker to retain his distinctive effect at far distances or when silhouetted against the sky, while keeping the actual particle sizes small when up close. Since the smoker is usually dealt with at a distance, often at angles which make getting a shot difficult, his death must also be clearly broadcast to players so that they can tell when they've killed him. This is where the smoker's moniker comes into play. When he's killed, he releases a large smoke cloud, which is not only a visual payoff for killing the smoker, but a clear read that he has been defeated and won't escape to attack again. His cloud also serves as a final act of revenge, obscuring nearby players' visibility as well as hiding infected within.